Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Loud Luxury Body here on Today FM. If you want to get in contact, 0874 100 102. I came across a story earlier on today about a baggage handler in the US causing a plane to make a priority landing because he had fell asleep in the cargo hold whilst loading. Now, apparently, he had been working around the clock. He went in, he had loaded up the plane. There was a bit of one of these cargo nets in the back. He said, "Oh, I'll lie in that." And he lied in it just like a tarp. And fell asleep and woke up 2 or 3 hours later in full flight, wobbling around in the back of this plane and caused this emergency landing. I got thinking about this and I went, "Oh God, you know, people fall asleep." And we've all done it. Everyone has the mate who falls asleep in bizarre, funny, odd circumstances. They get their 40 winks. It happens. It happens. And I'm sure you're out there and you've got some funny stories. It's happened to me. I went to Grass Pop last summer along with a couple of my friends, which is a heavy metal festival. And whilst over there, we were on a flight all night. We got in early. We went straight over to the gig. We had a bite to eat. We were standing for a while and I went to lads, "I'm wrecked. There's no way I'll be able to stay up." And like, the festival goes on till about 4 in the morning. I was like, "There's no way I'll be able to. I have to grab 40 wings somewhere." So I was at a bench and I put my head down in the bench. And at that very moment in time, there was a wonderful band who everyone needs to check out and get their CD. Do not. Called Powerwolf. And here's one of their songs. It's called The Sacrament of Sin, because everyone wants to hear this. And they were all dressed up on stage with their white makeup and their devil's horns and shoulder pads and their big long leather coats down to the floor. They're banging this out and I was kind of going, "Lads, I've no interest in Powerwolf." I said, "The next act I want to see is on at 6 o'clock. Kill Switch Engage. What do you want to do? I'm going to get 40 wings here." So in the midst of this madness, I put my head down on the table and Fergie went to sleep for a good 3 hours. And the boys will be a testament to that. So if there's a bizarre, funny or odd circumstance where you've managed to catch 40 winks, let us know, or one of your friends, 0874 100 102. There's quite a few people getting in contact about bizarre, funny, odd circumstances where they've ended up sleeping in strange places. Declan has got in contact. "Ferg, we're at the beach and the kids buried me in Silver Strand in Galway. Thought it was great crack until I woke up 2 hours later, sunburnt on the face. I literally fell asleep. I was that comfortable." Interesting, very interesting. "I fell asleep in a shopping trolley whilst in work." In a shopping trolley whilst in work. I would love to know what you were doing in that shopping trolley whilst in work. That's an interesting one. Nicola's got in contact. She says, "I fall asleep anywhere. The cinema, mid-musical, comedy gigs, mass. They're my top favourites." Michael's got in contact. "I got caught asleep in a Jeep. I had just finished servicing. I was caught by my owner and my boss's sister. I just woke up and the two of them were giggling at me. The boss returned a half an hour later and asked me, was I tired?" Interesting. Keep them coming in at 0874 100 102. Also, we've got, you managed to do this, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Go on, tell us, fill us in.
I was a bit younger than I am now and I had a very late night before and I was cutting the grass in a local church that we used to look after. Yeah. And being as tired as I was, I said, "No, I'm going to have a quick lie down because I just can't continue." And I must have rolled over, and when I woke up, I was on a grave.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it's not, it's one of those graves that doesn't have a border on it, like it's one of the really ancient ones.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
And, yeah, so, yeah, no, it wasn't the nicest way to wake up.
No, but it is bizarre, and I'm sure many people got a giggle out of it. Scott, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thanks so much for coming on.
Cheers, thank you.
Have fun. Neva's got in contact saying, "I'm the best at 40 wings, Ferg. My favourite is mid-study session naps. We used to study in free classrooms in a tutorial tower in college. While my friends studied, I'd go into the corner of the room, under a table, and have a bit of a nap. Why under the table? One, to not be seen if someone walked in. But, more importantly, no one could step in you either. We used to take turns catnapping." Interesting. Another Niamh has got in contact, different Niamh. This one is in Waterford. She used to work backstage in a theatre. She said that we worked straight 1 week into another for two different shows. The second was The King and I. With late hours and working during the day, I fell asleep on the King's chaise lawn during the show. Absolutely knackered. Well, it can happen.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.